Everything can change in the blink of an eye. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Everything can change in the blink of an eye. Really. We have change that goes on so often in our human life. In the relative world in which we live, we have change that is constantly going on. Change that is constantly revealing a new us, a new world, a new life. Every one of our thoughts is constantly in progress, a work in progress. It is constantly revealing whatever it is that we're thinking about. And if we're thinking about happy things, then we have happy thoughts. If we think about happy things, we have happy effects. If we think about happy things, we have a life filled with experiences that are rewarding, uplifting, and fantastic. But all of our thoughts are what our world is all about. And they're constantly changing. Constantly new thoughts come into our mind, new attitudes come into our mind, new ideas come into our mind. Now, we can look at the people at our breakfast table and lunch table and dinner table, whoever they may be, and if we eat out, we may see different people than when we eat at home. But when we look at our breakfast table, and we look at the people sitting there, we're thinking about our breakfast and how we're enjoying it, and we're thinking about the conversation that we're having, and the conversation is a uplifting, positive, dynamic conversation that makes us feel good, makes us feel just fantastic. Now, how can we do that? How can we feel just fantastic because of a conversation that we're having? Now, that conversation could be about clothing, could be about experiences we have, could be about something we're thinking about or reading about or hearing. It could be as wide and diverse as anything on the face of the earth could be. And whatever it is that we're thinking about causes our mind to change in the blink of an eye from one concept to another, from one experience to another. And one thought may make us very happy, another thought may make us sad, another thought may make us incredulous, another thought may make us be mad. And it's all a matter of whatever we let the thoughts do. Now, these thoughts are no more real and no less real than we are. These thoughts are the expression of our emotion, of our intuitive thinking, of our living. Now, if you have a feeling in you that everything is going badly, and you just feel terrible yourself, you have a stomach ache, you have a headache, you have all sorts of little things that bother you, and well, what are those little things that are bothering us are the things that are saying, hey, I can change it all in the blink of an eye. All I have to do is just change my thinking. I can put a whole new thought in motion, a whole new concept in motion, a whole new life in motion. Do I want to keep on feeling bad? Do I want to keep on feeling good? If I want to keep on feeling good, I keep on putting those wonderful thoughts in my mind. If I want to feel bad, then I put those unhappy thoughts in my mind. It's all a matter of my choice. My decision for myself, my desire for myself. It has nothing to do with anybody else. You oftentimes look at another person and you see them sort of chuckling. And you say, well, what are you laughing about? And they say, oh, nothing. It was their private thought, their private joke, their private inspiration, illumination, happiness. And if they tell anybody else, they will go from that happiness in the blink of an eye to whatever the condition is of the other person hearing what they have to say. Telling jokes oftentimes loses because the people are not inside of us while we're telling the joke. people are not really understanding all of the ramifications of what we are thinking about while we're telling that joke. Now, if you have experiences in your life that you would like to work on, to improve, to upgrade, the only thing to do is to upload a new attitude. This is a common computer term, that when you have your program and your program has an upgrade, you just upload that upgrade and it instantly integrates itself into the total system and you have a beautiful new program. Our bodies, our minds, our hearts, our being, our thoughts are the same way. We upload our thinking with thoughts of positive beauty and positive love and positive joy and health and wealth and harmony. And then we think thoughts about it. Now, as we do our morning togetherness, we say, I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me, seven times. And then we say, I am peace. And that's not hard to take. Then we say, I'm independently wealthy. And we laugh to ourselves. We think, ha, 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 that's a joke. That's a joke. I'm not independently wealthy. You see, the very fact that we do such a thing is very detrimental to us, very deleterious to us. It takes us away from who and what we are. We can, in the blink of an eye, in just the action of one word that a person says to us, they say, here. And you say, what? Here. Take my checkbook and go and spend. Well, how about that? A moment before, you didn't have a penny in your budget. Now you've got a checkbook full of money. But I can't write checks on your checkbook. I have not a signature on you. Oh, yes, you are. Don't you remember way back when we went down and opened a checking account and both of us were signed on it? In case I wanted you to write a check for me for something or I wanted you to do something on my account. We each have accounts and then we have a family account. Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah. Well, I've been taking my money that I use for myself, and when I don't use it, I just put it in that account. And when I get some special little gift, I just stick it in that account. Now, there's a lot of money in that account. And you go and just spend and enjoy and do what you want. Now, you want to get a whole new suit of clothes, and you want to get a bunch of little accessories to go along with it, you go right there. Now, I think there's about $30,000 in the account. $30,000, my God! And you say, I'm independently wealthy. And I say, no, you're not. You have my wealth. You're enjoying my wealth. You're enjoying my benefit of saving the money. You're enjoying something that you didn't earn yourself, but you're enjoying it. Well, what do you mean I didn't earn it myself? That's part of mine as much as it was yours. Yes, but you took the money that you had and you spent it for your personal choices. And I took my money and I spent it for my personal choices, but I don't have many personal choices. And so I took my allowance, you might say, and I put it away. You took your allowance and you used it, and rightly so, you should. I just have different needs, different demands, different things that make me happy. Well, now I have the privilege of making me very, very happy of giving you this money to spend on anything that you like. Wow! I am independently wealthy. Yes, you are. I am independently wealthy. Yes, you are. But you see, when we do our morning om, and then we hug and kiss each other, and we say, I like me, I like me, I like me, I'm independently wealthy, and so it is. We laugh to ourselves on this independently wealthy thing because it's an appearance that isn't always necessarily there. But if we had just opened our eyes and just believed, just knew that We, as the universal allness, we, as the universal substance, can speak our word at any time and say, I'm independently wealthy, and be that. And be that. Most people in the world are really independently wealthy. They have all the wealth that they need for whatever purposes they want. They may have limited attitudes about the things that they want. They may not have needs that their wealth would supply. Somebody who has a great amount of wealth in the billions of dollars, how can they begin to spend that money unless they spend it in large segments, like buying a country or something like that? How could they do that? Well, to them, the money is not something that they have. That is not their wealth. Their independent wealth is the process by which that money flows into their bank accounts. Whether it's in interest, whether it's in earned equity of some sort or other, whatever it may be, it doesn't matter. That's their independent wealth. Their independent wealth is that eternal flow into their account of all good. You and I can have the eternal flow of all good into our account if we wish, but it means that we have to have the blink of an eye, which recognizes, I am independently wealthy. I am happy. I am whole and perfect. I'm not healed. To say the word I'm healed means that you were healed from something. To be independently wealthy just means that the money is there and it's not from or against or for something, it's just there. And when you say, I am whole, you are whole. Naturally, your original purity and integrity. You're divine, you're fantastic. And in the blink of an eye, you can change your thinking from thinking that you wish you were to that you are. And in the change of a blink of an eye saying, I am, you come into that absolute magnificent proposition that you are that which you say you are. You are that which you say you are. You are that which you say you are. Now, can you do that? Can you say that you are that which you are? Can you say that that which you are is your reality? Can you say that? I would like to think you can. And when you do, what happens? When you do, then so be it. Everyone has challenges and opportunities to grow, opportunities to make the right selection of words and concepts in their life, everyone. Now, do you have the opportunity to grow and say the right things in your life? Do you have that opportunity? Do you have that opportunity to put the right causes in motion for yourself? Do you have that opportunity? Yes, we do. But that opportunity doesn't come by saying, oh, yesterday I was poor and now I'm rich. There is no yesterday. If we're going to dwell on yesterday and its limitations in our life, then those limitations in our life will not be yesterday, but will be today. It's up to us to be master of our thoughts, be master of our ideas, be master of the blink of an eye. What is it that we, in a blink of an eye, think? Do we believe so firmly, so strongly, have we our consciousness so pure and so wonderful and so dramatically powerful that not one single thing can enter our thought which tears us down? Not one single thing can enter our thought which belittles us, denigrates us in any way. Not one little thought. And how great that is. Because when we live in this positive, dynamic, uplifting sense of attitude, sense of mind, we not only live in it, we are it. And we not only are it, we are the is, we are the all. And the all can know no limitation. No, the all only knows itself, its allness, its abundance, its health, its right action, its peace, its joy, its harmony now. How are you blinking your eye? How are you blinking your eye? As Queen Latifah in the last holiday went up to the hotel to get her room, they said, "Well, you're a day early. Your room isn't ready." And she says, "Well, what have you got for me?" "Well, we have the presidential suite. That's $5,000 a night." And she said to the clerk, "Well, did you see me blink?" And the clerk said, "No." "Well, thank you. I'll take it." You see, she didn't blink. She didn't blink. "Ah, so much money." She just said, "I'll take it." And she took it. And she had the most glorious experience of her life in that room and in that experience, because she had changed her attitude from the woman who lived in a rather modest home to a woman who was going to be international, if for only a few weeks. She was going to live her life as a dramatic, dynamic, now person. She was going to blink her eye and say, "It is done. In the blink of an eye, all is ours." Are you ready for being in charge of blinking your eye and seeing one moment what you wish and the other moment what you are? You can do it. You can do it. It's done all the time. And it might as well be you. It might as well be me. Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you. Did you see me blink?